Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Remote medicine is becoming a very real thing, with software and hardware solutions helping patients at a distance and cutting down on unnecessary hospital visits. My next guest provides a platform for patients to measure their own lung capacity as well as blood pressure, and those readings are fed directly to doctors and treating nurses. The University of Manchester says that this Irish firm has cut 92% off healthcare costs and 80% from outpatient appointments in the UK. But outdated Irish ways of communicating with patients can hold back those savings. Eamon Costello is the Chief Executive of Patient Empower and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, 40% of the adult population has some sort of long-term medical issue, which is a sizable amount. So how did the system work before the arrival of, you know, remote medicine or Patient Empower?
So I guess in many respects worldwide, it's still the same way of delivering care. So if you have a common lung condition, every patient is brought back at the same interval. So for example, for a lot of lung conditions, you're brought back at 3-month intervals.
And many patients, whether you need to or not.
Exactly. And many patients are told you're fine and they get the good news and they go home and they come back again 3 months later. But some patients, when they arrive at that 3-month interval, are really struggling and have been struggling for, you know, possibly weeks and months. So, you know, the current system is outdated in that regard. But plus, there's a demographic shift. You know, we've an aging population. Yeah. There's more and more people living with chronic diseases. So the way healthcare is delivered needs to change.
Yeah. And of course, puts hospitals under pressure. If you turn up every 3 months when you're absolutely fine, especially if that hospital time, and it might be an hour of the hospital time, could have been donated to people who urgently need it. So tell us how Patient Empower works.
Yeah, so what Patient Empower does is it helps clinicians manage patients in the community. And that's in, you know, common chronic diseases like COPD or heart failure. And the benefit of that is, you know, patients don't need to come to the clinic or the hospital as often, but it also reduces unplanned emergency admissions. So how it works is the patients are typically provided with an app to download. We have solutions where patients have low digital literacy or no internet as well. And they connect to that app a range of medical devices depending on the needs or the prescribing clinician, what they deem appropriate for
them. And do you guys sort out the physical devices, or is that something that the patient or the hospital has to procure for the patient?
We provide a turnkey solution. So the last thing we want to be doing is, you know, kind of lumbering that with busy nurses or doctors. Yeah, yeah. And in many cases, what the healthcare system is also doing with this is reforming how they deliver care. So they're say, for example, in Ireland, they're creating advanced nurse practitioner roles. So nurses are really elevating their practice and are delivering more and more care to patients.
So you brought in a device with you this morning in which you blow into the device that measures your lung capacity, which is really important if you're being treated for COPD and other illnesses of involving the lungs. And that measurement, and I saw it, tells you how many litres are coming out of your lungs, and that measure then goes straight to the administrator in the hospital, does it?
Correct, yeah. And depending on the model of care, so often it's about what we would call supported self-management. So you don't want to be pinging the clinician all the time. So if there's a problem with that reading, you know, the clinicians who designed the program with us can say, okay, if the lung function drops, let's nudge the patient to say, let's do this measurement again tomorrow.
So something pops up on the phone.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So then they're prompted to do it, because sometimes it could just be they have a dip, you know, they had a bad night's sleep. And so what we're looking for is a sustained decline. So if there is that sustained decline, it can nudge them again to, you know, take action.
At which point then the nurse could decide to bring them in?
Absolutely. So it can be that the nurse is alerted as well. But I suppose first and foremost, if a patient is doing this at 8 o'clock in the evening, you know, we want them to be nudged to say, you know, this, you need to do something. So it's about empowering, and that the clue is in the name of the company, empowering them to take ownership.
Who are you selling your services to? Are you selling to HSE, or are you selling to individual hospitals?
A mixture of both. So say, for example, in the US, it would be kind of hospitals, but there'd be large academic medical centers. So the likes of NYU Langone in New York is a big customer. In the UK, It's kind of what they would call trusts or ICBs, which is the equivalent now in Ireland of the HSC kind of health areas. And yeah, we sell to the HSE as well. And we've a lot of good proof points in the HSE of work that we've done as well.
And the NHS in the UK is fairly digitalized, I know from my own experience, where it is not here. That must be holding back the rollout of these kind of products.
I think in, you know, sometimes we think other countries are well ahead, and in terms of medical records, they are, you know, in terms of
digitizing
records.
They're still sending out snail mails here.
Yeah, they are. But I think, you know, just yesterday, the HSE launched a new framework for health innovation, you know, which is about trying to move away from these pilots and kind of sustaining them in the longer term. You know, they've also launched a procurement for digitizing all of the health records in hospitals. So I think there is a lot of good progress being made here in Ireland as well.
Okay, what's the next move? You hoping to sell your business to some wealthy company by calling it AI or something?
So it's no immediate plans in that area. I think in healthcare, you have to be careful with AI. So it has huge potential, and we have components of AI in our solution. But for these types of new digital pathways, it's very much about kind of bringing people along and the culture change. So, you know, no immediate plans to sell the company.
Thanks very much for coming in, Eamon. That's Eamon Costello, CEO of Patient Empower.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.